Okay, we will resume now and pick back up with item number 14. Consider and possibly approve our biannual Titus County tax abatement policy. Charlie Smith with our Industrial Foundation.
Judge and Commissioners, I appreciate your considering this today. State law requires cities and counties to have a tax abatement policy in place. They are required to review that policy every 2 years. So this is a review or a renewal of the policy that you've had. It is exactly the same policy that you had in the past, and it is the same policy that is in place for the city of Mount Pleasant as well. But I'll be happy to answer any questions about it. The most common issues, most common misconceptions about tax abatements in the public are that they are granted to big business and they go on forever, that they include city, county, schools, et cetera, to the detriment of our schools, et cetera, and in general that they include all property. In other words, a business doesn't pay taxes. And none of those are true, and in fact, none of them are even legal. A tax abatement cannot extend for longer than 10 years by state law. It can only be granted on new investment. It can only be considered on new investment for equipment or for a new building. If property is already on the tax rolls, you cannot consider a tax abatement for it. So those are misconceptions, your policy that you have before you today is a conservative one. In every case, with the exception of the very highest level of investment, the tax abatements are stepped. That is to say that they go in at a higher percentage in year one. And that's typically when a business is starting up and you want them to have the advantage of getting their feet on the ground. And over the course of time, they step down to zero. And they are graduated based on the investment.
Do you ever recall a situation where we lost out to a neighbor because we didn't have as good of a tax abatement policy?
No, sir. I watch that closely, obviously, and several of our neighboring counties and those communities that we compete with on a fairly regular basis are have a more, what I would call a more aggressive program. But I never have felt like it was a focus of the company's approach. Most businesses, when they're relocating, they like to see it because they feel like that is an opportunity for either the city or the county to be pleased they're there. But in most cases, in city and county taxes in Titus County, our taxes are already very low, and the industries usually appreciate that already.
And do we apply these equally to our existing businesses who are considering expansions as well as to new ones?
Your policy that you have is industrial distribution, that is regional distribution, and in residential healthcare, and that is new investment from any existing industry or a new one looking. And the thought has always been that we need to take just as good a care of our existing industry as we do of anybody that's looking to move into town. And in this case, today, later today, you'll be considering one that is an existing.
We do this 1 year, Charlie, or
2 years?
I'm sorry?
2 years at a time.
Two years.
2 years at a time, yes, sir.
11 and 12, I'll say that. I'll make the motion we do the tax abatement for the year 2011 and 2012. Renew it on the pad.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Hockaday to renew our biannual abatement policy. Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of the approval of this biannual policy, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. All right, while you're standing there, Charlie, tell us about Trans Texas Tire. We're going to consider and possibly approve a tax abatement for them.
Trans Texas Tire is a company that has been located here in Mount Pleasant. They currently operate out of three separate facilities, and they have recently purchased the facility that you may know of as Mastercraft, or has most recently been Pace Shave. And that's located on Industrial. It's about 160,000 square feet. It's a very large facility. The family that owns Trans Texas Tire is the Walker family. And one of the Walkers is here today, Amanda Walker. And she's
Hi,
in business with her mother and father and with her brother, Richard. And the company has bought this building, and we just discussed tax abatements for it. You cannot give a tax abatement on that existing building. But they are moving into this facility, and the facility requires certain improvements to the building itself, which do qualify. Specifically, they're adding new security systems and those kinds of things, new wiring, etc. In addition to that, they're purchasing about close to 500,000 in new equipment, and that is that's new equipment to their business. They've already have some of this similar equipment that they're moving to that facility, but they're buying new equipment. So in general, they're investing $596,000 in new equipment and building improvements here in the county. And under the policy, that qualifies for a 3-year tax abatement on just the new equipment and the new improvements to the building. And that policy steps from 90% to 75% to 45% over the 3-year period. Year one will be the coming tax year, 2012, and the procedure for applying for a tax abatement, the IDC board reviewed the tax abatement application and approved it to be sent on to the city council. Because the property is in the city limits, the city council approves that and establishes what's called a reinvestment zone, and the city council approved this last Tuesday evening. So the next step is to bring it to the county, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have about it, and Amanda is here to answer any questions about it. Y'all are always pleased to see businesses expanding in our county, and I wanted her to be here so y'all would know who she is and a little bit about the company.
Is Pace gone? Are they emptied out and finished?
No. Pace Shave has sold the building to the Walkers. They are going to continue to lease in that building. They'll continue to be in that building, and they'll continue to lease in that building. But there's enough room there for Trans Texas Tire to grow there, and Pace Shave will stay there. So that's good. What is the business? I should have said that, and I apologize, Mr. Boggs. The company imports
look, can we tires. Can we hear this from Ms. Walker?
You sure can, because I might lie to you.
Yeah. I'm not sure we can trust you. That's right.
Thank you, Commissioners. We manufacture from 12 to 17.5-inch tire and wheel assemblies for people like Big Techs and Parker and PJs. We're the third largest in the United States.
You just do the wheel?
Just the wheel and the tire together.
So you bring in the tires and you mount them as well?
And we used to bring them in from China. There's none of these tires made in the United States. They haven't been made here since 93. But now we bring them in from Malaysia, Indonesia, Korea, whoever has the best tire. So, and then we manufacture our own wheels and we deliver in a JIT manner to guys like Big Techs. We deliver to them 4 or 5 times a week.
And you're a wholesaler of these products?
Yes. We don't really wholesale. Like, if you came off the street and you needed something and you were a local person for your trailer, we would help you. But we wouldn't sell to other people in our segment. We would just sell to OEMs, original equipment guys.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the company is the third largest?
We're the third largest assembler in the United States.
That does this type of business.
And where are your facilities currently?
Right now, we own a small business on 303 North Van Buren. That's where we had our logistics office. And then 1405 West Ferguson, and then 1201 West First. And we think we've sold 2 of them. We're not sure.
Okay, good.
So in Pace is going to keep 24,000 square feet of that facility with the option to go to 30. But we don't know if they're going to use it all.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations.
So far, they're great leasers. Thank you.
Well, thank you for expanding with us. All right. Well, we have before you a tax abatement request from Trans Texas Tire. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday to approve a tax abatement for Trans Texas Tire.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. Thank you, Ms. Walker. Thank you, Charlie.
Judge, you have the 3 original copies that have already been signed by the city.
Okay.
And I'll pick those up after you sign them, and we'll get the business to sign them and deliver an original copy back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, item number 16 is our travel requests. Judge McNutt has requested that she and Michelle Livingston and Irma Ayala be allowed to attend a one-day seminar in Tyler on August 2nd. She's requesting $100 for each of those as an entrance fee, and then $88 for mileage, and they will ride together. I then have County Attorney John Coburn is requesting that he be allowed to attend Advanced Family Law Course 2011. This will be Monday, August 1st through Thursday the 4th in San Antonio. That registration cost is $620. He'll need accommodations for 4 nights, mileage, and meals for each day. Sheriff's Office is requesting that Lieutenant Garcia be allowed to attend Texas Jail Administration Management and Operations. Texas Jail Association will pay for this course. Sheriff's Office will provide his transportation to and from Huntsville, so it shouldn't cost us anything. That's all I have in the way of requests for travel. Motion by Commissioner Fields that we approve those requests.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. All right, number 17, approve oral and written reports of our county officials.
Bids here. I didn't ask what these were for. I don't know.
Well, we came out with the next meeting, the big next meeting.
Okay.
We covered.
One from Cox Concrete.
One from Cox Concrete, and this was from.
Yeah, fuel and culverts, metal,
okay, all those
metal and
ones?
Concrete culverts.
Okay.
We had to redo that in paper, but you got to do it once and then.
Okay. You're talking about all the standard ones we usually do.
We didn't have 14 days, so we got all the next day.
Okay.
entertain a motion whenever you're ready.
So we approve written and oral report.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Boggs, that we approve our oral and written reports. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, it's unanimous. Item number 18, consider and possibly approve our treasurer's report. Thank you. All right, I'll make a motion we approve our treasurer's report.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 19, approve budget amendments.
We don't have any
today. All right. Item number 20, sign pay orders and approve payments.
Make a motion to pay our bills.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton that we sign our pay orders, pay our bills. Second by Commissioner Hockaday. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it's unanimous. All right, any closing comments? I'll start at my right side this time.
I'm good, Judge.
Thank you.
Would you take care of Commissioner Fields? He wants to steal the pen that I got right out of your office.
We've got plenty of pens. Don't worry. That one's about out.
We need a sergeant at arms.
Mr. Fields, you have anything you'd like to share?
No, sir. The ceremony was very nice.
Good turnout. I think it's a nice thing that we can have a burn ban, but at the same time we can still celebrate the 4th. But in order for that to be a reasonable decision, we've got to have cooperation of those that choose to participate in fireworks.
Judge, let me say one thing that I forgot to mention, that we did close County Road 1400 today, and it will be closed.
County Road 1400 is closed. Be closed for
a week.
A week. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Hockaday.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Appreciate your attendance today.
Second.
Motion and second that we adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.